Hi, this is Ben, the Academic Technology Specialist and Trainer at the University of Portland. Today I'm joined by Maria Erb, who is our Instructional Designer. Hello, Maria.
Hey, Ben.
So today we wanted to talk just a little bit about course design and specifically some of the benefits and the ways that you can use our common course format to standardize course design. So Maria, I know you had some ideas on this, and so like my question to you, I guess, is why would you want to standardize and how would you balance that with, you know, maintaining or retaining the ability to have academic freedom in your design a course to meet your own need?
Right. Well, of course, there are a number of positive benefits to standardizing the course in general. You know, think about students taking five different classes from five different faculty members, and each one being completely different, laid out differently, the assignments are in a different spot, course reminders, if any, show up at different times in different places. It's just adding unnecessary stress to already stressful lives. So that's the number one reason to do it. But of course, on the faculty end, there are also many benefits there. This is one less thing that you have to struggle with every single time you design a course. I mean, why not have a go-to layout that's already been proven, it already contains everything that you need, and it's more of a fill-in-the-blanks approach at that point, and it serves as a checklist for you. You know, did you put the learning objectives at the very beginning of the lesson? Do you have a reminder in place for when assignments are due? Do you have a wrap-up at the end? You know, just making sure everything's complete. So it serves that useful purpose too. Other than that, there are times when you might have to modify even a very good design layout, and that's fine too, you know, especially if it happens on a very occasional basis. But, you know, that freedom to be able to tinker with things as you need to make it really fit the needs of your course, sure, that's fine. But just having that kind of discipline in place of, again, using the template as a checklist will help you if you do need to modify things in the future a little bit. You'll automatically know that you do need to put the learning objectives in a very prominent place and where they're going to stand out. You do need to remind your students of due dates and important other assignments and that kind of thing. So even if you, again, you go for it with a modification that works for your class, you'll still have this really good training in place of how to make sure that your lesson's complete and that students find what they need to find in an easy way for them.
Yeah, I think that's a great point, Maria. I had thought of it more from the student perspective, just needing to reduce some of that cognitive load that you're spending trying to figure out, you know, not only what am I trying to learn, but how am I trying to go about learning it in this environment? But I like that you brought up kind of the benefits for teachers as well. And I think a good analogy is to think about when you walk into a classroom to teach, you have the freedom to kind of drag desks around and rearrange and to use all the things that are in that classroom as a learning environment as you see fit. But you're probably not going to rip the chalkboard off of the wall and like throw it out the window or, you know, like anything like that. So I just think it's so helpful to have a little bit of structure instead of, like, imagine walking into a classroom and it's just totally blank. There's no furniture. There's nothing in there. That's basically what you get with a totally blank Moodle shell. Right.
And that's stressful for everybody. You know, the faculty member putting that course together, that's a stressful, why face that every single time that you need to work on your course? And, you know, as a student, and like you said, Ben, you know, looking from the student perspective, you know, we're all busy. We all have a lot of things going on. The easier you can make it for somebody to remember, you know, what's coming up and what's due and when it's due and what you need to complete by the end of the week, you know, the easier you can make that for somebody else, the better results you're going to get on both ends from students, and your grading tasks are going to be easier too. You're going to be glad that you let them know in as many ways and places as possible what's coming up and what they need to do.
Exactly. Okay, Maria, well, thank you for joining me for this super quick podcast. Probably our shortest podcast ever.
Ever.
So we'll see you next time. Thanks.
Alrighty.